Welcome back. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the Five Star Food Show. So happy to have, from Wicked Twisted Pretzels, Josh and Sean Briggs. Welcome.
Hi, hey, Gary. Man. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
We're doing great. Now, those beards are really growing just like your business is growing.
I love
That's
it.
Right.
And you originally started out with, what was it, a small bakery in Grafton, Massachusetts?
That's right.
How many years ago, and how did this whole journey take place?
Yeah, so we started about just about 4 years ago now. My brother and I decided that we wanted to make pretzels. We couldn't find a good pretzel around this area that we really thought was a traditional Bavarian-style pretzel. I had spent a lot of time living in Philadelphia. My brother had spent some time touring Europe and with his work, and he spent a lot of time in Germany. And we both had this love of pretzels. Couldn't find one that we liked. So just really for fun, we started...
This was like at home. You started manufacturing, see what you could come up with. And your conclusion was you could do a lot better than what was out there.
Yeah, exactly. We did a lot of research. We probably made 100 different pretzel recipes. We started with the Philadelphia-style pretzel, which is a great pretzel. And then I did some research, and we started learning more about Bavarian pretzels. And what we landed on is something in between. It's similar to a very ancient Bavarian-style recipe that's been around for hundreds, if not a thousand years. And we modernized it a little bit, but we make a very traditional soft pretzel, all natural, no corn sweeteners, no preservatives, no fats, just a wholesome piece of bread. And we make it in the style of a pretzel, which means it's a boiled product. So it's boiled in a soda bath.
So you came up with the basic pretzel that you wanted to go with. You introduced it to this bakery. And then how does your whole journey take place from then? How do you go from bakery to now mass manufacturing pretzels? How does this whole thing take place?
Magic. Actually, it turns out it's like with no sleep and nonstop work and dedication.
Yeah.
And a little bit of fun in between.
Okay.
But really what happened was we started, like you said, we started with a little bakery where our intention was to open more of a retail spot where people could come in and get fresh pretzels.
We had our day job still, which made it difficult.
Oh,
so,
yeah. So you're like doing your day job plus doing this plus figuring out what you're going to do. You probably exist on like 2 hours sleep a night.
Yeah. And we worked weekends. I mean, it was crazy. It was basically get up at 5 a.m. or earlier, go to the bakery, make pretzels, put them away so they could proof, go work our day jobs, come back to the bakery after, go have dinner with the family, go back to the bakery, cook pretzels, and then deliver them at night to bars and restaurants. And then start over again. And on weekends, we would get ahead. We would make as many as we could on a Saturday or Sunday.
And when did you feel like you were finally moving up the ladder, as they say, when you got the account with Whole Foods? When did things really start to take off for you guys?
Whole Foods was definitely a game changer. I would say the first thing that really helped us was changing to the frozen product. So once we knew we could mass produce and freeze and sell to whoever we wanted to, we knew we could get distribution. As a fresh product, we were distributing ourselves locally. Mm-hmm. And it really changes how much you can make and deliver. So once we realized you could freeze the product, it opened us up to restaurants that had all-day menus, food services, kitchens, schools, hotels,
stadiums.
Yeah. And so once we realized that we had a product that was unique, because there was no pretzel on the market like that, and easy to prepare and available to people, we then realized we could go out and market this and see if it would sell. And sure enough, very quickly it started selling.
The logistics of it, Josh, must be like incredible, though, because your business is growing, so you're involved in the manufacturing, and yet you have to worry about the insurance end, the legal end. There's so many angles to it, and it all has to be done so far in advance. How did you like plan all this stuff out?
Sean and I have spent a lot of years having like entrepreneurial sort of vision, different things that we've tried throughout the years, and we've learned through a lot of mistakes and a lot of
trial and error.
How certain businesses work. So we spent a lot of time just brainstorming and talking about what's coming. When, like Sean was saying, when we were first making pretzels by hand, we would spend 4 or 5 hours a night in the bakery, just the two of us with nothing to do but just sit and talk. And we would go through every scenario. Wait, what happens if this happens? What happens? Wait, I had heard a story about this. I heard a story about that. Let's go do some research. I've spent a lot of my lifetime in the restaurant business.
So you have previously worked at restaurants, and did you, Sean, also?
No, actually, I worked for Bose Corporation. Okay. I was with Bose for 12 years. I was also a professor at Holy Cross College in Worcester in the music department.
So you combined all the expertise and experience that you had previously.
We really we've always subscribed to the idea of asking people that know. We have no problem reaching out to people, even if we don't know them, reaching out and saying, hey, we heard you're an expert in this. You mind helping us? And it turns out people have been really supportive of that. The food
industry is incredible as far as helping. Yeah. It's the best. People are wonderful.
We were humble. We knew we didn't know a lot. Mm-hmm. So we reached out to lots of friends and family and other people that we were introduced to that were successful in business. One in particular, I think Norm from Laugh Boston. I think that was a key day. You know, we went and met with Norm, who owns Laugh Boston at the Westin
and the Improv Asylum.
Very successful with his businesses. Comedian who turned it into more than just comedy. He's got a school and he trains people how to be comedians as well as how to use it in their corporate lives. And he's become very successful. So we went in and met with Norm. Stood in Laugh Boston before there was anything. It was just an empty space. Mm-hmm. And he said to us, he's like, you know, you got a good idea. Just start. You don't have to plan it out. Your business plan will come, but don't try to figure out the whole story right now.
So don't obsess over everything, but have a general outline of what you do as far as a business plan.
Yeah.
But isn't that a problem as far as the financial end? How would you like know how much money you're going to need to create this like dream of yours?
Well, so it turns out we didn't have any, so it was easy.
It was easy.
This is the traditional sense of bootstrap.
Right.
So Sean and I put enough money together to go buy enough ingredients to make the first batch of pretzels and sold them. And then use that money to buy more ingredients and more product and more equipment and more, you know, sell 20 pretzels, buy a new sheet tray for the oven. I'm not kidding. Like, literally bootstrapped from the very beginning.
Just reinvested everything.
It was really, for us, we look back on it now and we're really happy about making that decision because our original vision was to have a little storefront where people could come in and buy pretzels and leave the building.
But that vision changed. You said,
completely.
There's got to be a better way. So you were willing to take the risk and reevaluate things and change.
Yeah.
That's so important in business.
But had we invested upfront in the retail space and all that, we wouldn't have been able to make that change because our business became all about freezer space and distribution and things of that sort, where had we been in a little retail space with great high foot traffic and all those things, we wouldn't have had room for the freezer. We wouldn't have made those decisions. We would have pushed, knowing he and I, we would have just pushed to make that work.
We would have been forced to, actually. If we had made all that investment in retail and lease and everything. I think, you know, one of the nice things about bootstrapping is it's an organic process. And if you pay attention to the business, if you listen to what the business tells you, if you listen to what your customers tell you and you're flexible, you can make that business work because the business told us make more of these, make less of these, make the case packs bigger, freeze them, get a distributor, go to grocery, try to sell the bars. If we had just had the bakery and we had dumped, let's say, $500,000, $750,000 into it, signed a long lease, bought all the equipment, we wouldn't have had the flexibility to start freezing.
Then you got to stay with it and make it work. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show with Josh Briggs and Sean Briggs from Wicked Twisted Pretzel. Great interview so far. Tell me about where you're at now in terms of revenue and what you're doing. Where are you at today?
Yeah, so we're on pace to hopefully get close to $1 million by the end of the year.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
You know, which would be awesome. Yeah, I mean, we've had between 300% and 500% growth year over year ever since we started doing it. It's been
And this is only in
crazy.
A few years, 4 or 5 years,
about
right?
4 years, yeah, actually.
It's not really 4 years, like 3.5, really.
3.5 full-time. You know, the key changes for us were distribution, right? So we went to the Massachusetts Restaurant Association food show that they have in Boston every year. This is about 3.5 years ago.
And we had Bob Luz as a guest on our show again today.
And we love Bob because he really, his organization was key for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's, once again, asking for help and drawing on other people's expertise is so vital in the success of one's operation.
That's right. Listen, when you start a business, you're going to hear 1,000 ideas. Listen to them all, take them with a grain of salt, but weed through them because you never know. We've come up with some really great ideas that were mixtures of ideas that people gave us. You know, just be willing to listen. The square peg round hole thing doesn't work. Just because you have a good idea, don't force it. Listen to your business and go with the flow because it's easier. There's an easier path to take. Other things will come as well. The customers come, word of mouth spreads, money will come. You know, we've now got people that are helping us invest and our partners.
Once you're successful, people want to jump on board and help you with it. They want to be part of that journey. Now, Josh, what do you see in like a year or two? What's happening? What are you planning to do and what's happening with your business?
Yeah, so we've got a couple interesting things happening right now. We're besides just really trying to saturate the market. We have so many opportunities right here in New England for restaurants, hotels, schools, sporting events, locations. We're starting to get interest from those people, and we're building into that market. We're also expanding down into the New York market. So the Whole Foods in New York has just taken us into that market. We had we attended the International Restaurant Show in New York last month.
Any hopes of rolling it out nationally, or what are we doing as far as
You know, we have a little bit of national exposure.
Yep.
We've done some shipments to the West Coast, so we've shipped a couple truckloads of pretzels to the West Coast. Mm-hmm. We have someone we work with called Innovative Concessions in the South, and they do NASCAR events, a bunch of college football events, some of the really big ones, you know, 120,000 people. PGA events. They offered our pretzels actually at Deutsche Bank last year. So there's definitely room to grow. We've also expanded our product line a little bit. We have a line of gourmet mustards that we make now.
Okay, so that works hand in hand with pretzels, so that's great.
And again, that was the customers, right? So we would drop off pretzels, and the chef would say, well, what do I serve with it?
Yeah.
And in America, it's very typically mustard or cheese, right? So what mustards? Well, we would recommend mustards, and we would be recommending mustards that we liked forever and ever. And we have a family recipe for mustards. We're German and Irish, so we have a family mustard recipe that we had access to. So we started, same thing with the pretzels we do with the mustard. We started making mustard. Mustards, coming up with flavors we like, and brought that to our customers, and now they buy the mustards as well.
So reacting to your customers is essential, and what people tell you, and adjusting your business plan accordingly is like so key. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show with Josh and Sean Briggs from Wicked Twisted Pretzels. You really brand your stuff well. Look at this. They even have T-shirts, shirts, you name it.
Brand's important. You know, I mean, we make a very simple product, right? We make a pretzel. Mm-hmm. So brand is something that you need to separate.
Absolutely. You got to carry that through. Now, if somebody wants to contact Josh or Sean, how would they go about doing it? Either personally, emails, what's the best way to reach
you? We prefer smoke signals and carrier pigeons.
You can go to our website, wickedtwistedpretzels.com. Josh and I get every email. We read every email. So that's the easiest way to reach out to us. Just contact us through our website. No problem there. We're responsive.
Okay, terrific. I'm Gary Goldman. I'm the host of the 5-Star Food Show. We're here at 3 Square in Needham. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you very much. Now a word from our sponsors.